Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, the United States' only full-time radio correspondent in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, I'm really well. I think I figured it out. I think I
have.
I think I figured it out. You know how you and I have discussed on air many times that it's going to be really difficult for us to pull out of this mess that we're in. And I originally thought maybe 20 years it'll take before we start to see daylight. And you were thinking more like never would be pretty soon. And I think you're right. And here's why. I've been thinking about watching the behavior of people, you know, for 12 years. And we are at a point in society where people don't want to go to work. Now, I keep hearing that there's so many jobs, but people don't seem to want to have those jobs. They don't want to do the work that's required. And I've come to believe that homes are in disrepair, people's homes. And I'm not talking about the roof leaking or the front door not fitting right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people going their own way. For example, let's say there's a mother and a father and a son and a daughter in the house. I think that the typical house in America is one in which everybody does his own thing, where mom does whatever she wants to do, dad does whatever he wants to do, and the children do whatever they want to do, and mom and dad really aren't supervising the children. So the children kind of grow up as unsupervised, undisciplined, and they think they can do whatever they want. And if they don't feel like working, they don't have to get a job. But they want the money. So they're willing to take from mom and dad, who really aren't paying attention to the children, as well as they need to be. They're not nurturing, they're not educating the children and disciplining the children. They're not teaching them right from wrong. They're not teaching them the values. And then you have the public school system. And the public school system is allowing teachers to have tenure who, once they seem to get tenure, are telling children, hey, you can try being gay. It's okay. You can try it. And they're doing this at the fifth grade level and maybe below that. The librarians are introducing books that are of perversion nature, homosexual nature, and you can't get rid of these employees because they have something called tenure. And of course, tenure needs to be abolished. But so we have these people training the young who will replace us at some point. And the young don't know how to do anything. They don't have the skills. They have the schools have taken out the shop classes. You know, I'm talking about auto mechanics, carpentry, house wiring, plumbing, heating. The skills of measuring, estimating, drafting, hammering, sawing, using a masonry trowel, a masonry saw, building a wall with blocks and bricks and concrete and cement and mortar, figure out how many blocks are on a wall, how many blocks does it take to make a wall that's, you know, this length by this height. Those kinds of skills we're not teaching. But we are teaching, you know, inclusiveness. We're lowering the standards so everybody gets on the team. Everybody plays after-school sports. The parents seem to think that after-school sports is a big thing, and it's really, really important when it's the least important of all the activities that are going on in the public training camp. So mom and dad are AWOL. They're not paying attention. They're looking down at their phones. The children are looking down at their phones. The children have been sat in front of a television to babysit them. You put all this together, we've lost our values, we've lost our homes in terms of the family unit, the family values, as some politicians used to discuss. We've lost all of these things in favor of, I want to do what I want to do. I want to be me. I deserve to be happy. Me first. So we have trash being thrown out windows of cars as they travel along the roads. We have people, moms don't want to cook anymore. They just want to throw it in the microwave oven, hit the button, and then 60 seconds later, it's done. But we don't have dinner as families in most houses. I mean, we do here at our house, but most houses don't have dinners with the entire family, bowing their heads, saying grace, being thankful for what they've gotten, planning the day, tomorrow, the next day, the next day. We don't do that. We don't do that anymore in most of our houses. And I think that all leads to, and I'm, this monologue is covering a whole bunch of little lessons here, but because we don't plan as a family, because all of us don't pull in unison the same direction with the same goals and objectives like a corporation does or a company does, and the companies who don't all have goals and objectives and meet on a regular basis to talk about what they have done, what worked right, what didn't work, what they're going to do today, tomorrow, and the next day, and this month, and next month, and for the year, those companies fail. And families who don't do that also fail. And so we have people in households that go out shopping for food, and they buy whatever they want. And then, let's say mom goes out and buys whatever she wants. And then dad, if he's inclined, goes out and buys whatever he wants. Without thinking about the other people. And in my case, I don't even leave the kitchen and go into the garage without telling Mrs. Finelli where I'm going. I will say, I'm going into the garage and I'm going to be doing such and such. Now, why would I do that? Because maybe she would say, hey, Vin, can you bring back this? Save me the trip? Be glad to. If I go out into field number 1, 2, 3, or 4, I say, here's where I'm going. I have a walkie-talkie with me, a two-way radio. Let's stay in touch. Now, I could get run over. I could get twisted around, you know, some implement or machinery. I get knocked off by a low-hanging branch and get run over. And if she doesn't hear from me, she'll come looking. So I tell her where I'm going to go, and we all do that. We all do that. I'm going out to the barn, and I'm going to be checking the oil. I'm going to be, whatever it is, every one of us tells every one of us what we're doing. And if one person decides to go to curbside pickup to pick up some provisions, that person will say, I'm thinking about going on Tuesday afternoon. I think the schedule looks good for me. Does anybody need anything? Is there anything that y'all need that I should put on the list for curbside pickup? That's how we operate here at our farm. But Gwyneth, I think that is rare. And the number that I've come up with is 1 in 10,000. Mm-hmm. That's my number. Yeah. And that's why I believe that we are doomed. Absolutely, positively doomed. Corporations are saying, yeah, the government made you stay home, and y'all like it home, you know, and you want to work from home, but the drill press is over here at the company. The conveyor belt is over here at the company. You can't do that job from home. You got to come back to work. And then the people are saying, but I like being home. I don't want to go to work anymore. And then we have the school systems. in Baltimore, Maryland, and Maryland adjoins Washington, the District of Criminals, okay, on one side. Baltimore, Maryland school systems, like 100 schools, not 100 students, 100 schools have not one student proficient in grade level testing. 100 schools in Baltimore, in the city. It's hard to imagine 100 schools in the city, just 100 schools in the city. But 100 of them are not proficient at grade level testing. And then Illinois is right there with them. And it's not just those two cities. These are huge numbers of students who don't know how to do anything. So whose fault is this? Well, obviously, it's George Bush with No Child Left Behind, which back when I heard about that, when I was teaching the public school system, I said, No Child Left Behind. I think based on what I've learned, that's No Child Has a Chance or No Child Gets Ahead. We use these euphemisms, these great sounding phrases to describe what should be a path to success, which is actually a path to failure. So our school systems are busted. The judicial system is busted. Politicians, according to the highest courts in the land, say, y'all can't make politicians tell the truth because they have the First Amendment, which guarantees them the ability to lie.
Oh,
so we have politicians who lie about their resumes, their expertise, their history, and they get elected or selected into office, and they stay there. I ain't going nowhere. I got selected. That's what we have. We've got mayors who are running the cities into the ground. We've got children who are dumber than a box of rocks. We have adults who are just as dumb. And then you have people like us, like you and the rest of the instructors here at USA Prepares. And we're the one in 10,000. And our students are the one in 10,000. Because it's too hard. It's too hard to live the lifestyle that we have. You know, before the broadcast, I'm taking care of the animals. I'm checking the fire, making sure. Just like you, Gwyneth. Just like you. I mean, who else gets up in the middle of the night to volunteer for hours and does research for hours a week, unpaid, for years and years and years? Who lives like we do? Just us. Just us. And so if you wonder why USA Prepares is not number one, and it should be in radio, why it's not? Because of the content? It should be number one. Well, it's not because it's too hard. There are people who bash us on the internet. No matter what we talk about, they bash us. And I think I know why. Because it's too hard to think about the topics that we bring to the table. It's too hard. I got bashed for talking about spark plugs. I actually believe that very, 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 very few people understand that there's a difference with spark plugs. Not just the brands, but the heat ranges and the life expectancy and the design materials and why some are better than others and why some last longer than others. I thought that was a pretty interesting class. I got bashed. I got bashed for that. Can you imagine? But yet, the people who bash listen every single day. Every day they listen, without fail. So, Gwyneth, I know that I've occupied the entire first segment. I would love to hear what your thoughts are about my thumbnail sketch of why we're doomed.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I did a brief presentation on why we're doomed and why I think it's going to be difficult, at the least, to recover from the values that we used to have in our homes, in our schools, at work. And I'd love to hear Gwyneth's comments. Gwyneth?
I think you're right, Vincent. There's no cohesion in the family. You know, not that I go to church, but nobody goes to church anymore, which is another level of community cohesion. And, you know, I raised my children in the same way that I was raised, more or less. But most people do not raise their children in the way that they're raised. Mostly the child rearing was handed over to the state from sometimes from when the baby was like 6 months old through the daycare system. And then they wonder why their children are screwed up by the time they're 15. It's an abomination is really the only word that I could possibly use to describe it. It's indescribably wrong. And because of that, people don't know how to grow food. People don't know that chickens come from eggs and that eggs come from chickens. They don't know that. And you know, they've never seen a fruit tree produce fruit. They've never seen that cycle, whereas I grew up with it. Although I grew up in the suburbs, Dad was a retired market gardener, a retired chicken farmer, a retired boarding kennel owner who had horse riding as a hobby. And when I was about 15, he said, listen, if you want, he said, I know you like horses. I know you've been bitten by the horse bug. If you want to have a job with horses, ride your bike down to the racetrack at 5 a.m. in the morning and just hang around the racetrack. I don't know that he, you know, realised that that was perhaps not the best advice to give a 15-year-old young lady. But I didn't do it. But I did. I was involved with a racing stable for about 2 weeks. I was an employee, a government-subsidised employee of a racing stable for about 2 weeks. So I learned how the racing industry works, horse racing, you know. And I, you know, how many people have seen that? How many people know what goes into putting a racehorse on the track? That's just a small example. And it's not an example that relates to producing anything really positive in this world, except that horse racing's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and it's a lot of fun to be at a race meeting. And I like horse racing. I'm not a gambler. I don't, you know, gamble, but it's very exciting to watch a good horse race, in the same way that it's exciting if you're into that, to watch a good football match, which I'm not into football at all. But people, they haven't seen the back end of anything, is the point I'm trying to make. But I know how the back end of an automobile works, or the front end, sorry. You know what I mean. They don't know how the inside of anything works. And because of that, they stumble through life, they're constantly making mistakes, and they don't even know that they're making mistakes. And something else that people never do is they never read their Bible. They never read the book of Proverbs, especially. The book of Proverbs has 31 chapters. If you read a chapter of Proverbs per day, by the end of the month, you'll be a wiser person. By the end of the year, your eyes will begin to open.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas is reporting 3 police officers have been shot. The incident occurred last night when Kansas City Police Department tactical officers were executing a warrant in the eastern part of the city. The 3 officers who were shot were immediately taken to a local area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They are currently listed in stable condition. The Missouri Highway Patrol is conducting the investigation since the Kansas City Police Department was involved. The standoff continues. Ars Technica's Eric Berger believes the cause of Monday's scrubbed launch on WESH 2 News will not be a problem for Thursday morning's launch of NASA's Crew 6 astronauts to the International Space Station.
You know, I don't think it's a serious major technical problem for them to fix. I think they just had an issue with their ground systems supplying this TTEB chemical, the igniter fluid, to the rocket.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds, don't be.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I was listening to the ad in Ted Anderson's voice. He's the owner of Genesis Communications Network. And he was talking about advertising on radio versus internet advertising. And he's absolutely positively correct. I've wanted to say this for a very long time, well over a year. When I am looking at a video on the internet, the ads pop up, and there's too many of them. And as soon as they come up, the first thing I'm doing is I'm moving the mouse over to the skip ad. I'm not watching the ad. And that little bit of time that it sneaks into my mind what this ad is about, they're idiotic. They are just beyond stupid. And it's just proof. It's just proof how dumb people have gotten, how stupid people have gotten with these idiotic ads. so many of them are just bizarre. They are degrading. And he's absolutely right. My mouse is always over the skip ad button, and I'm looking at that. I'm not paying attention with 100% of the cycles of my mind to what the advertisement's about. I don't want to see it. It's an invasion. Okay, and that's the new business model. Sell, sell, sell. Get people to buy more and more and more. Grow companies. I don't get it. And Gwyneth was talking about horses. Okay, well, let me ask you this question, class. How many people do you think have actually ridden a horse for just, I don't know, let's say 5 minutes or more? How many people have actually gotten on a horse and ridden one? How many people have a saddle? How many people have ever fed a horse? Very, very few. Very few. So, it looks to me like we are not learning what we need to learn in school. And that's what USA Prepares is about. That's what the lessons in 5-Minute University are about. I'm going to read something to you. This is on a government form. And the government form wants to know how many vehicles a person has. They want to know, on the same form, the grain crops, the number of bushels of grain crops, the number of bushels of silage, the number of bushels of other crops. I'm looking at this. I got it in my hand. They want to know the livestock, the number of horses, mules, donkeys, poultry, turkeys, calves 6 to 12 months, yearlings 1 to 2 years, cattle over 2 years, registered cattle over 2 years, hogs, pigs, beehives, sheep, lambs, goats, exotic animals. They want to know how many automobiles and SUVs. They want the year, they want the make, they want the model, they want the series, whether it's the basic one or the middle grade or the deluxe one. They want to know if it's two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. They want the vehicle identification number. They want to know if you have any historical vehicles. They want to know how many pickup trucks, buses, and other trucks you have. They want to know how many motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs. They want to know how many motorized recreational vehicles. They want to know how many campers you have. They want to know how many miscellaneous trailers you have. And each one of these pieces of equipment, they want to know the year, the make, the model, the series, the number of axles, and the vehicle identification number. Then at the bottom, it says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that the foregoing list contains a true and correct statement of all tangible personal property made taxable by the laws of the state of Missouri, which I owned or which I have under my charge or management on the first day of January. I further solemnly swear or affirm that I have not sent or taken or caused to be sent or taken any property out of the state to avoid taxation. So help me God. And then there's a spot where you sign that affirmation and date it. Now, if a person took a course in business law or contract law, a person would know that just because it's written on a form that's printed and there's a spot where it's to be signed and dated, you don't have to do it. You don't have to agree to it. You don't. So, do I know for absolute certainty all of those things that were asked? I absolutely do not. So, what I do is I write... Yes?
Just before you give your answer, if I was living in the United States, this is the answer that I would give. To that form, I would get a Sharpie marker, and on the first page of the form, I would write. I plead the Fifth Amendment. And then on the second page with a Sharpie marker, I would write, I plead the Fifth Amendment. And for every page of that document, I would write on it, I plead the Fifth Amendment. And then at the end of it, I would scrub out all the under threat of perjury nonsense, and I would just sign my name. That's what I would do. That would be my response. And then I would say, or maybe I would write, so sue me. And then sign my name. But maybe not. Maybe that would be too much of a temptation for someone to write. So sue me. I plead the Fifth Amendment. So go on, sue me. And no court in the land is going to strike down the Fifth Amendment. None of them. And what they're doing is blatantly violating the Fifth Amendment. Blatantly. And also, don't you have a constitutional amendment against unwarranted searches?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's an unwarranted search.
Isn't well, what they would say, Gwyneth, they would say that it is codified in law. So
your law is not higher than the Fifth Amendment.
Oh, I'm not challenging that. I'm not challenging that at all, Gwyneth. Here's what I'm saying.
In the United States would have brains to actually even realize that they still had a Fifth Amendment. I mean, accused murderers have a Fifth Amendment. Accused child rapists have a Fifth Amendment. Actual child rapists still have a Fifth Amendment. Everybody has a Fifth Amendment. We need to start standing on the law of the land, which is actually the Constitution. First Amendment, Second Amendment. What is even the Third Amendment? You know, where's even the Fourth Amendment? Fifth Amendment. You know, and the commandments of God. Who even knows the Ten Commandments? Who could actually recite the Ten Commandments? You know, this is it. It's just nobody's taught anything. They don't know the Bible. They don't know the Book of Proverbs. They don't know anything about Moses and the Red Sea and trusting God. They don't know about any of that because, you know, if they've gone to churches and some of these wishy-washy, you know, World Council of Churches, Bible Society churches, and they're literally given a handout of things that they have to say in the church. They got a World Day of Prayer on Friday, apparently. And I saw the handout. And the people were given all over the world the same handout. And I kept my mouth shut. I actually went to a prayer meeting Wednesday night at my local church. I know most of the people who go to this church, but I don't attend many services there. But I attended a prayer meeting there. And they had this pamphlet that was, they said, oh, we've got a World Day of Prayer. And it was all plastic, you know, so-and-so picks up plastic on her local beach. So-and-so was a good little boy or a good little girl during the COVID thing, you know. And it was just so much subtle programming, and I just went, oh, no. Because it was so woven in there and so subtle that I don't think that they could even pick it up.
and the whole of society's like that because nobody thinks anymore. And that is the hugest, hugest, hugest problem. Nobody thinks. Nobody knows how to fix anything. Nobody wants to know how to fix anything, you know. Forget about, you know, just, oh, my gosh. It's just, it's mind-blowing. And, you know, I met another friend and we were having who was a Christian, and we were having a discussion about God and Jesus. And she has some different views to what I have. And I said, listen, I'm not interested in doctrinal discussions. All I'm interested in with regards to Christianity is, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? And she says, of course. I said, good. That makes you a Christian. That's the important thing. Whether you're a Catholic, whether you're Protestant, Pentecostal, Anglican, Episcopalian, or whatever, Greek Orthodox, whatever. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you attend church. It doesn't matter if you attend church. What matters is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And leading the sort of life on this earth that Jesus Christ would be proud to see you lead. That's what matters. And they won't do that. And that means working hard, minding your own business, and doing good for other people. That's what Jesus wants. He wants us to mind our own business and help other people and work. Because when you work, you haven't got time for busybody. And that's what bothers me about churches. It's too much busybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. And I'm pretty sure Kathy would totally agree with you because she was pressured into getting it back.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, the question is, why did I bring this up? Why did I bring up this form that the government is demanding at the muzzle of a gun that I complete? And on the top it says, avoid penalty. This form must be returned by March 1st, 2023, or will be subject to penalty as required by law. Okay. So, the question is, have you learned about contract law in school? And the answer is, probably not. So, just because a contract, to cut right to the chase of this particular lesson, just because a document, a contract, says all of these paragraphs and subparagraphs, doesn't mean you have to agree to it. You can, if you don't agree, you can strike them out. You can put a line through that, you know, paragraph and initial it. That means I'm not agreeing to that. So at the bottom of this form, there are three lines striking through all of it. There's no question what that means. And my initials are on each one of those strikeout lines. And they are on a diagonal, 45-degree diagonal, through the paragraph that says, I do solemnly. Okay? And then where it has a date line and a sign line, my signature is not on that line. My signature is elsewhere. And then elsewhere in the document, it says that a copy was faxed to this number at this time on this date. It also says another copy was mailed via USPS on this date, which is, happens to be the same day. And then there's another spot, and you're not supposed to write in these spots. This is just white space. But I feel incumbent to, you know, clarify. So I say, believed to be correct. This is an estimate. Actual number? Unknown. Now, do I really know how many cows I have? The answer is no. I really don't. I honestly don't know. And that's the way it is. Sometimes cows go off and into the woods and they'll give birth. I won't know about it until the next day. I mean, I try to know. Mrs. Finelli does. Our son does. We walk around the farm. We visit the cows every day. But sometimes they hide. And it's really hard to find them. because they want to hide their calves from predators. So for me to say, I do solemnly swear that this is right, I cannot do that. Now, am I trying to avoid, or I'm sorry, am I trying to avoid or evade? No, I'm not. But I don't know the number. And I think there's a possibility that saying that, yeah, I done said it, yep, that's what I said, we had X number, and the spy satellite might say, you don't have that number, you have a different number, so you lied. And then what, under penalty of perjury, I can be prosecuted? I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. It makes no sense to do it. So what I'm saying is, just because a form says, even an IRS form says, just because it says I do solemnly swear under penalty of perjury that, I still cross that out. Now, I may get audited, and that's fine, because I can prove everything that I write, including the part that I don't know. And if you have 5 different accountants, CPAs, fill out a tax return for someone, other than the short form, you'll get 5 different answers. So which one's right, if any? The point of all this is, just because it's written on a form, and it's pre-printed, and it has a sign here and a date spot, doesn't mean you have to agree to it. And let me give you just one more concrete example. Now, at one time in my life, I was a real estate agent, licensed by the state in the East Coast. And I used that real estate license for one purpose. That was so I would learn as much as a real estate agent was taught in school. This was a university-type class. So I took this class, studied, and got 100 on the exam. And I became a licensed real estate agent. For my own portfolio, I was investing in real estate. And I wanted to know the ins and the outs and the protocol and all of it, as much as I could learn as quickly as I could. I became a real estate agent. And when I bought property for my own portfolio, rental units, single family houses, small apartment buildings, I added a page, just typed on a white sheet of paper, and it said at the top in big letters, standard addendum. All plumbing, heating, and electrical systems shall operate properly at the time of closing. The roof shall have no leaks at the time of closing. There's a place to sign it, and I call that a standard addendum. Do you know what? Nobody said, what the heck is this? Everybody agreed to it.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.